Shabbos. Avoides doiche Shabbos, mila doiche oiso. For neswegen, mila doiche mitzuras. That's the law. Rashi, mila doiche oiso, es hatzuras. Kedatanyel kamon will have a gemara later. Yimo besair alosoi, afilo bemokam beheres ikois. Even if a person has a beheres, he has a neg of a mitzuras on his orlo. Still, when it comes to the Yom HaShemini, you're allowed to cut off the Orla, even though you're cutting off the Tzeras. And even though there's a Lav HaTori, you're not allowed to cut off the Tzeras, but if the Tzeras is the Mokam Orla, there's a Hefti, you're allowed to cut off the Tzeras, but Mokam Mila. So you see, Mila is Doichet Tzeras. So Chura Tzakal V'chaimam. If Mila is Doichet Tzeras, Avada Zatumarim, Shabbos, Shenitchet Zatnei Avoida, Shabbos that is Nitchet because of Avoida, and it didn't take Mila Doichoisa. His madach mila is a more chomedic mitzvah than tzaras. And for that reason, we said that tzaras is so strong that tzaras stops to do the avoida. If a kohen has their tzaras, he can't do the avoida. And the avoida is such a chomedic mitzvah. That's doiche Shabbos. So if mila is doiche mitzaras, avada should be doiche svara, a Shabbos. That's a svara. So this din, that mila, you're allowed to make a mila even though you're cutting off the beheris. The mitzvah, so that's right, that mila should be doicha Shabbos. That's one svara. Oh my, oy ena, for the more, what's the other svara forget? Well, chur, it's a good svara. If mila is doicha tzaras, about the mila should be doicha Shabbos. So the more name. Oh my, oy ena, the kumar, hoda omar. Oh my, did tzaras chamura. What's the raya that tzaras is a chomedic din? Name, dilma Shabbos chamura. Maybe Shabbos is a more chomedic mitzvah. So even though mila is doicha tzaras, maybe mila can be doicha on Shabbos. If your mashmini comes out on Shabbos, maybe you can't do mitzvahs milah. Why? Sheken yesh bo einshem v'yas horis harbi. While Shabbos has lamates avos melachis and has a chiv chorus to it, and the mezid pasroi, you get a chiv mitzvah b'dayodam. So Shabbos is more chamadik adin. So that's one svar. And vaitel mimay mishum the chamira tzaraat he. And I yes can akasha. You see though tzaraat is doicha the avoida. You see if a kohen has a tzaraat, it's doicha the avoida. And still you see that avoid is doiche Shabbos and mitzaras and milu is doiche tzaras. Nein. Dilme mishun gavru hu de lechazi. It's no right that tzaras is such a chomedic mitzvah. The reason why a kohen, when he has a mitzaras, he can't do the avoidah, is because the mitzvah is the kohen is tamei. He's not gavru lechazi. That's why he can't do the avoidah. It's not because mitzaras is such a chomedic isser that the Torah said a kohen can't cut off the beres not to be over that avera. That's not the pshat. As that aver alone maybe would be mutum. But we'll soon see, even if a kohen cuts off the beres, he's still tummy though. Until the kohen goes to the mikvah and asks Harash Shemesh, until he brings his carbon, he's still tummy. So it won't help you anything for the kohen to cut off his mitzvahs. Even if he cuts off the mitzvahs, he'll still be tummy. So that's the pshat. Gavra lechazi. The kohen is not right to do the avoidum. But the emesin is not the pshat that tzaraas is so chomer. So maybe even though mila is doicha tzaraas, but maybe mila cannot be doicha Shabbos. Shabbos is a much chomedic mitzvah. Shabbos has a chiv misa, but the yodim even do b'meizim basrua. And the Gemara b'zo yamani mekayim shemini yimo chutz mishabbos. Maybe when the pasuk says make the meal on the eighth day, that's in the middle of the choil, in the middle of the weekday. But when the eighth day comes out on Shabbos, maybe it's not doicha Shabbos. That's the maskana. We need a pasuk for it. It's exeras a kosuv. Talmud loyma b'yoyim afshul b'shabbos. I need a pasuk to tell me b'yoyim that it's doicha Shabbos. Without this pasuk, I would say no. Shabbos, Mila cannot be Deicha Shabbos. I, Mila, Deicha Tzaraas. Tzaraas is not as Chomer as Shabbos is. So Rashi, Oma oy ena de Chomer, de mashma ena kach ye kumoy shemano, so the hodi oma tona lenafshe, you might the Tzaraas chamur mishal zuzun agamot, duma Shabbos chamurah. Dai de Tzaraas deicha avoida, that de Tzaraas, if a Korean has Tzaraas, he can't do the avoida, mi mai de mishum churma de Tzaraas, he. It's not a right, because Tzaraas is such a chomedic adin. Dilma, ho de lo yamrinan le yikoitz. The reason why we don't tell the kohen cut off your mitzras, mishum the garvud lechazihum. The person is not chazi. Because the kamon, the gemara soon say, dinami kayitz, even if the kohen will cut off his mitzras, still mechusa tefila. He has to go to the mikvah. The Erev Shemesh, he has to wait till night time comes. V'hayom loyavud, and anyway, he can't do the avoda today. O tzvuyem de mitzayra ki mitzayra. O tzvuyem of a mitzayra has the same halacha like a mitzayra. Hilkach mechaleh mayfumas, afilu b'mila. Therefore, Avada Shabbos is much more chomer than Tzaraas. So even though Mila could be Deicha Tzaraas, maybe it came with Deicha Shabbos. That's why I need a Pasuk to tell me, how do I know the Maskana that Mila is Deicha Shabbos? It's from the Pasuk, B'yayim HaShmini, that's how I know it. B'yayim Afilu B'Shabbos. Mavaita, Tana Rabbonin. Mila doiches a tzuras. Mila, no matter when you make the mila, bein bizmana, bein shloi bizmana, it's doiches a tzuras. If the tinnik or even a godel, if a godel didn't have a bris mila yet, and whenever, how well, whenever age he is, and making the bris mila now, even though there's a mitzaraf, there's a nega on the mokum orla, still you're allowed to cut it off. We'll soon see psukim. But mila is doiches a tzuras. Bizmana shloi bizmana. Yom tov, what about if the yom hashmini comes out on Pesach? Comes out on Yom Tov, and a doich ele bizmana. Only if the mila is bizmana b'yom hashmini, then it's doich Yom Tov. But if you didn't make a b'yom hashmini, you want to make it later on. If the day you want to make it, you're not allowed to make it on Yom Tov. Buvad. So only doich Yom Tov bizmana. Shlei bizmana is not doich Yom Tov. Rashi ben shlei bizmana. He'll go in cotton choyla. Cotton was born. He was sick. V'emtinu loy achi yaviya. And you waited till it became well. And that's not doicha. It's still you're allowed to make the mila even b'makom atzeras. Ma'ashenkin on Yom Tov you're not allowed to. But the Gemara knows how to mila. How do we know this? You say that mila is doicha atzeras even shloi bezmana. Bezmana and shloi bezmana. The Tana Rabbanan. Pasuk says yimo b'sar v'losay. You should be yimo cut off the olaf, cut off the olaf. V'yafa pi sheishem beheris yikoitz. In Svara I would say even though there's a beheris, there's a nega on the makom olaf, still you're allowed to cut it off. Ah, Yumani Mikayim, what am I going to do with the Pasuk? Often the Pasuk in the Verum that says, He Shoma B'Nega Tzaras, Torah gives you a mitzvah essay and a leisa saying, watch the Nega Tzaras, you're not allowed to cut it off. There's a law not to cut off a Tzaras. So what's so posher to you? You're allowed to cut it off when you have a milu there. There's a law of Torah not to cut it off. I'll tell you that's B'Shar Mikayim, it's Chus B'Milu. When the Pasuk says there's a law not to cut off the Nega Tzaras, that's on other parts of your body, not the Mokim Amilu. But when it's b'mokam amila, I'll tell you it's a svara, you're allowed to cut off the tzaras, the kedei to mekayim the mitzvah. So that's one svara. Oy einoy, now the bride says no, maybe the svara is fakert. Oy einoy, el afilu mila. Even mila also, I can't do b'mokam the tzaras there. Umani mekayim yimu b'sar alosay, I the posik says make a bris mila, I'll tell you that's not afkir b'zman shein bo b'heris. The posik is talking about where there's no b'heris, there's no negat tzaras on the orla. Then you have a right to make the mila. But maybe when there is a beheris, and you're being over lav of cutting off the beheris, maybe you're not allowed to make the mila. So how do I know takala ma'isa that mila is doicha tzaras? Tamuloyma, I need an extra posik boser. An extra posik boser. Rashi, ribu yehu udrosha. It's an extra word boser. Torah didn't have to say yimo besar alos. Torah Joshua said yimo arlosoi. Why does the posik say yimo besar alosoi? Besar is extra to tell me no matter what. Even though there's a beheris, there's a nega on the mokam orla, still you're allowed to do it to make a mila on bim kaimah. That's Pshanah's brayso. So now Omar Ravna, right, the Rav will explain this brayso. What was the havamina and what was the maskon of the brayso? Omar Rava, hai tano, mi kora mai nichle, at the beginning he held in svoro, mila is doiche tzeras. Ulipsoif ma kashle, at the end he said no, maybe it's not doiche tzeras. Either the Pasuk says make a mila, that's only b'mokim, there's no tzaras. But if you have a tzaras, then maybe not. Like, what was the two svaras? Hochikom, this is a pshana b'raisa. First he held, yimo b'sar losa. The Pasuk says make a mila b'mokim orla. V'yafa pi shiesh beris. Even though there is a negative tzaras there, first in svara he held its mutter. You're allowed to make the mila even though you're cutting off the beris. Ay, omani mekayim yishoma b'negat ha-tzaras. Either the Pasuk says watch yourself, don't cut off the negative tzaras is alive. The Pasuk says, if you have a neg on your arm, on your chin, any part of your body, there there's a law, don't cut it off. But if the tzaras, the mokam amila, maybe since there's a mitzvah to cut it off, you're allowed to. Avu mila doiches a tzaras. But in svara, I would say mila doiches tzaras. How do I know that? My timer, what kind of svara is it that it should be doicha tzaras? The yati b'kal b'choyma. I tell you the kal b'choyma that mila should be doicha tzaras. Ma Shabbos chamura. Ma duch Shabbos is a chomadik adin. That if you mechal a Shabbos, you chayiv misa. For that's when we have psukim before. Mila doichoy so, that you're allowed to do the mila even on Shabbos. You see how chomad the Mrs. Mila b'yom hashmini is. It could be doicha Shabbos. Or b'zoy tzeras b'kol shchen. Or b'zoy if there's a tzeras b'mokam ha-mila, avada should be doicha dizach. That's one svar. That mila should be doicha tzeras. O mai oyenoi. Then what was the pshan the bright? He had chazor from the svar. He said, no. The Kamar, hold the Kamar. Well, then he said, no, maybe in Svara can't be Deicha. Why not? The Chuy had a good Kabbal Chayimah. Madach Mila Deicha Shabbat, that's a more Chomer. Havad the Mila Shabbat Deicha Tzeras. I'll tell you no. O Mimai, the Shabbat Chamira, what's the right? Shabbat is so Chomer. Dilma Tzeras Chamira. I'll tell you no, maybe Mitzvah Tzeras is more Chomer than the Din of Shabbat. and therefore maybe Mila is not doiches for Rav. Why? She can't doiches avoida. I have a raya to see if the Kohen has a tumas tzaras on him, he can't do the avoida. To see if the tzaras stops the avoida. For nezvegan, the avoida doiches a Shabbos. To bring kabonas on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring kabonas on Shabbos. So see if the tzaras has a bigger din than Shabbos. So maybe even though Mila could be Deichet Shabbos, maybe Mila can't be Deichet Saras. That's the Svarim. Talmudayim adeichon ira posik. Besar. Says, Yimo besar alosoi. An extra word. Besar. V'yafo pishesham beheres. That's one pshan the Brisa. That's where I need a beferish posik. Lishnach rin, another word to learn the Brisa is like this. Mila Deichet Saras my time. How do I know, the original Kasha, how do we know that Mila is Deichet Saras? My timer, the Atayan Svar Poshin, the ask the Osi essay, but Eichelois essay. Mila is a mitzvah sasay, and Saras, the Shomalacho pen, is like a Lushan Lois essay. So this Saras is a Lois essay. So we have the Klal essay, the Eichelois essay. You're allowed to cut off the Beres here, because Beshash, you're doing the Lav, you're doing an Aver, cutting off the Beres, you're kind, mitzvah Mila. And that's the Klal, that's the Eichelois essay, that's the Svar White Smutter. My timer, the Osi essay, but Eichelois essay. That was the first svara in the brayso. Omaya yena the kamer. What was the pshat the brayso was chayz instead of svara? Maybe mila is not doiches tzaras. Hod the kamer. Hey, modi armina the yosi esev doichel es loisasei. When do I say the cloud that esei is doicher loisasei? You could do a mila even though you're being over a lav of mitzaras. That's loisasei greater. That's only if there's only a loisasei. Then esei is doichel loisasei. Or behind, no get to the mitzvah of mitzaras. Essay will loisah sayu. There's a lav hatera not to do it, and there's an ister asay not to do it. So if you cut off the mitzvahs, you're over two averis, an essay and a loisah say. Then you don't say essay doicha loisah say. Because magaya to essay and essay always the svar is, mayu mahayasa mihayasa. Mechatay to this essay is bigger than that essay. So mele the klal is, sheviat asay. Don't do anything. So mele the svar would say, sheviat asay, sit back and don't do the mila. Umani Makayim Yimo Basar Losoi. I the Posik says make a bris mila. Hatia that's the afkim is man shame bob heris. That's the only way you don't have a beharis. You don't have to be over the lav and the essay. Tom, how do I know it is doicha? Talmudayim and exercise. Bisar Viafal P Shesham Beharis. So that's Chatnus Brysa. That's why I need the extra Posik, because otherwise I'd say ain't essay doicha loisa say the essay. So Drashi, my time in Mila doicha tsurasti os yeti. The Torah says Hishomer, that's don't cut off, and then Velasas Chol Hashayiru is a mitzvah essay. So when there's an essay and a loisa say, then in Svara I don't say essay is doicha loisa say. So that's why I need a pasuk here to tell me Mila is doicha tsuras for an extra pasuk of Besar. We have to be sheshom beheresi. So the Maratenach is as good godel. Tefsid bu besar. This is only good by a godel. Means if you after 13, then the Pasuk says, this Pasuk of Yimo besar alosoi, we have an extra word besar, it's talking about a godel. Of a kotem, for the Maratenach, kotem is also good now. Kotem also namik siv be besar. Kotem also says the word besar. So Drashi, Tena Godol, Var Oinshin, if he's 13 already, the Chsivbe, Besar, Bosom. The Oral Zocher, Ashalimol, is Besar Olosoi. That's the Posek by Godol. Vai, Vabar Oinshin, Mishtoi. Mid the Mechayev, they chorus. The Posek says he has a Chiv chorus if he doesn't do it. The Kotan Nami, Bismane, Bioim Ashmini, Chsivbe, Besar. Uvioim Ashmini, Yimo, Besar Olosoi. So that's good. If you're on the 8th day, it says in Torah Besar. If you're 13 years old, the Torah also says the word Besar. The kasher is beinani minolam. If a guy is only 7 years old, and they're making a bris now on a kid that's only 7 years old, there the pasuk doesn't say besar. He's not 8 days old, he's more, and he's not a bar oinchin yet. So how do we know if you make a bris mila when the kid is only seven, and it's between 8 days and 13 years old, how do we know then it's doichet tzaras? There's no extra pasuk. Rashi goin shleib this manor for la bar oinchin v'yavi mitzuver olam nafkle mihimo lochem kozocher. The special posik that a father has a chiyuv to make the meal on his kid, even though it's after 8 days, of a kozman is not bar mitzvah yet, the chiyuv is upon the father. So for this father, how do we know the father's allowed to be over the yisat saras? Omer Rabbaya asim mi benei. You learn now from both of them together, like from Exer Mamatzinu. Zemar mi godol layasim godol loni kiyuv lanal chikain oynish chorus. Because a godol, if he doesn't make the meal, he has a chiyuv chorus. Mi kotan layasim kotan loni kiyuv lanal chikain mila bizmanam. Because the cotton on Biyom Hashmini, that's a Bazundri Eschus.
you're doing Mila Bizman, and maybe that mitzvah is Deichet Saras. But in between is not. Now, I'll tell you, at Sara Shavah Shvim, I'm going to have them both together. It's called the Sara Shavah. Shekeini Mulim, there's a mitzvah's Mila, the Deichet Neset Saras, and both of them are Deichet Saras. Is Av Kol Sheini Mulim Deichet Neset Saras. That's called the Mamitzinim. I learned now that he can't say the Yom Hashmini is the Siva, because even if you're 13 years old, also I see you could be Deichet Saras. I don't say the Chiyav Koris is Deicha, because even an 8-day old kid could be Deicha Saras. So I say, Elamai, it's the Mitzvah Mila. Anytime you're doing a Mitzvah Mila, Mila could be Deicha Saras. So that's why I learned out any Mila is always Deicha Saras. Rabbi Omar, Mila Bizmana Deicha L'Tzricha Krua. Rabbi says no. That not if you're doing Mila on the 8th day, that's Deicha Saras, the Pshit and Svarim. The Kabachoy Masi. He learns the good Kabachoy Ma. Well, Ma Shabbos, the Chamira. Deicha, Madach Mila is Deicha Shabbos. That's a Choma de Gadin. Yechayiv Misa. Saras the Kolshchein. Avada for Poshet Saras, Mila should be Deicha. So, Mela, you only need the Postak for Godel. So, I help Rabbi. Omele Rav Safa Rava, Mimai, what's your Raya? It's probably had before. Mimai, the Shabbos Chamir, what's the Raya Shabbos so Chomer? Dilma Tzeras Chamir. Maybe Tzeras is a more Chomer the Gedin than Shabbos. What's the Raya? Shekein Doiches Avoida. If a Kohen has Tzeras, he can't do the Avoida. You see, because if it's Tzeras, we tell you stop doing the Avoida. The Avoida Doiches Shabbos. Even though the Mitzvah Avoida is Doiches Shabbos, you could bring Kabonis to Tamidim and the Musafim on Shabbos. Yep. I'll tell you, so maybe, what's your raya? Maybe Tzeras is more chomer than Shabbos. So the more name. Hosam lav mishum the chamira Tzeras, the reason why Tzeras stops the avoida. Not because Tzeras is such a chomer the gadin, ela mishum the gavru de loichazia. Because even if the kohen would cut off his beharis, still he wouldn't be royal, like Rashi said. He has to be terrible in the mikvah. So Melo doesn't help you. So Melo is not the pshat that Tzeras is chomer, avada Shabbos is more chomer. I Tzeras stops the avoida, because in the Mitzvah the kohen is lechazi. The kohen Kozman didn't go to the mikvah and have heresh shemesh. He has to wait till night time. He can't do the avoida anyway. That's why it's doicha. For the Gemara now, amai. What do you want to say? The yikas berosi, let the kohen cut off his beris. The yavod and do the avoida. For keret mechusat tefilahu. He's mechusat tefilah. He has to be table in the mikvah. So now that's why he can't cut off his mitzvahs. So the Gemara tell you, teinech negoyim temeim. That's only good a nega that was a mara that was matama the kohen. If the kohen was matama, even if he cuts off the nega, he still has tumah till he goes to the mikvah and have ever shemis. Of the goyim Torah Michael Maima, there are certain goyim that are Samara Torah, and still the Torah says you're not allowed to cut it off. So a nega that he has, that's Samara Torah, that's a kasha. Let's cut it off now. The kohen wasn't tummy yet. So if you cut it off, the kohen would be allowed to do the avoida. And the Gemara Michael Maima, Elohim Ravashi. So the Ravashi decided like this, you have a good kasha taka. That avad etzurai lechurat tzurat is a chomad gadin. That tzurat stops the avoida. The question is, if a kohen has negoyim that are torim, he can't do the avoida because it has a shame of tzeras. But let him cut it off now, and then it'll be mutter to do the avoida. So the Mori Elohim Rav Ashi, the site is like this. Hey, chiyar minin di yossi esi v'doichi loisa say, when do I say the klal that esi v'doichi loisa say, could go in mila but tzeras? That's only if a shash you're doing the mila, you're cutting off the tzeras from the mokam mila. Inami titzis b'klayim. You want to put a beggar that has klayim, put the mekayim mitzvah titzis. Then I say the klal is essay is doicha loisa say. Why? The beidna, the misaka lav, the same second that you're being over, you're doing the averus alav, kol mukum, kol mekayim essay. Your korban have the kiyim essay. So then we say the Eibishter is maskim, do the kiyim essay, even though you're being over the lav. So b'shash you're making the mila on the tzaras, you're cutting off the tzaras, you're doing the averum, but you're doing the mitzvah mila. You're putting on the beggar of klayim, but you're doing mitzvah sittis. Abahocha, by the kayin, by doing the avodah, you want the kohen in the morning to cut off his beharis, cut off his mitzvahs. B'shas is doing the avera, he's not doing the avoida yet. It's first later that he's going to do the avoida. But right now he's not doing the avoida. Hocha b'idu, the mistake alav, loy kol mekoyim essay. He's not being mekayim the essay. So that's why by avoida, that's why the kohen has no right to be doicha lois the same. Hey, zavada, Shabbos is more chomer than the avoida. So the kashri is, why doesn't the avoida, why doesn't mitzvahs let the kohen cut off his mitzvahs? There it is, you don't see Yasa Deich Loisa say in such a case. Because B'shas, he cuts off to the Harif, he's not doing Mekayim any essay. He can't do the avoid until later. That's not called B'yidna. For all the Rabbah, Rav Safa, the Gemara Tanoyi. That blazes the Gemara, If, how you learn it out. So Rashi, Tanoyi, the Ika, the Nafkulei, Milo, Bizmana, Mikal, Vachoy, Mekarobo.
sondern auf dem Kabachoymer, für Yossi Kruel ist leib bis Mannam, wie kann er nachgleib bei Kabachoymer, wie ist wirklich Mila bis Mannam, Kruel Safram, für ist leib bis Mannam, erst mit Benei. Das ist zu Zwarres hier zum Achleukes, der Tanja. Possig says, Besar, für Yafa, Pishesham, Beheris, Yimo, Divri Rab Yasha. So you see, how do you know that Mila is Deicha mit Saras? From the word Besar. Rab Yechle Normanein, Ein et Zorach. I don't need a Possig. Shabbos Chamur Deicha, Maduch that Mila is Deicha Shabbos, Saras la Kolschen, Avad and Akav Chayma that Mila is Deicha Saras. So these two Saras we had before, if you need a Possig Besar to say that Mitzaras, Mila is Deicha Mitzaras, or not, he's told them Achleikas Tanoim. And these two Tanoim is the same Achleikas we had before between Rova and Rav Saf. Rova should derech malbush, something that the derech to wear, like a raincoat, the derech malbush, afilu ameina loivshoi, ele mishum atzule tinnis. Even the only reason why you're wearing a raincoat is you don't want to get dirty, still mutta lotis by b'shabbos. Then you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Providing it's a malbush, like a raincoat. Even though we had before, if you're wearing the nida, Anisha nida can't wear her pad just to keep herself clean. To keep away the dirt, that's awesome. Because a pair is not a malbush gomer. Mashenkin, if you're wearing a malbush gomer, that's mutter. Zotir Ramor, Bolochein mutter lovash beged mifnei hageshomim. You're allowed to wear a raincoat on Shabbos, even though you're just doing it to keep the rain off you. Oikoiva aroshoi. If you want to put a hat on top of your head, still it's mutter. Why? Because a hat is called a malbush gomer, even though it's only to protect you from the dirt. Still, a malbush gomer is mutter. I will also leisha litoin beger al tzifa. Phoenicia has like a shetel, and she wants to put just some wrap herself on top of it, on top of the tzifa, of neha geshomim, to put just to protect herself from the geshomim, the ends of derech malbush. That's not called a derech malbush. Stamp to wrap herself al tzifa. Her tzifa means she has like a shetel on her, she's wearing a hat already, and she wants to put like a cloth on top of the hat, just to protect herself that the rain should not get herself dirty. Since this cloth, this rain hat, is not called a derech malbush, that's also for to do it. But on this, Rimor says, like he spoke out last time, he says, Rimor, v'im kavanosado shlo yitzar, shlo yitzaru oisa geshomim, then shari b'chol inyan. Depends why she doesn't get these plastic rain hats that the Noshim put on the head. So the plastic rain hat itself is not called a malbush. It's not a cloth by, it's not a like a hat by itself. So she's only wearing it to keep herself clean, to keep the dirt of the rain off her. That will blive awesome. But if she's doing it, like Namal, she doesn't want the rain to come into her hair, to make her hair wet, and that will make her feel tsar. That's mutter. As if you're wearing something to take away tsar, that's mutter. That's what we had before by the Isha. That's what we had before by the Isha Nida. If the Isha wears the pits, the day that the dam should not fall on her thighs and hurt her, that's called not to mitzar yourself, that's mutter. That's called also malbush. You're wearing something to protect yourself, not to be mitzar, not to be bepain, that's called a malbush, that's mutter. Even though it's not a derech malbush. But a rain hat, it depends what, these plastic depends what she's wearing it for. If she's wearing it that the rain should not make her head dirty and get her head wet and not be mitzar, that's mutter. That then is called like a malbush. But if she's only wearing it just to keep herself clean, since Lamaisa, this cloth is not a hat by itself, it'd be also to wear it. Right, Tezva. Tezva, we spoke also in the game. All of you wearing a hat already, to put just down a piece of plastic on top of the hat to keep the hat clean, that would be also to wear on Shabbos if he pushed it. Because pushed that thing, the plastic itself, is not a malbush. And it's not there to protect yourself, not to become bitzar. It's only to protect you, you shouldn't get dirty. That pushed should be also. Tezva. Eina kita yoitze b'kav shaloi. Some Rachmona doesn't have feet. He can't walk out with his false feet on Shabbos. Ta'ainu shoysen kemin de fush a reg, we make like a false leg. The chayki boy mat, we plank a little hole in it. Lashem reishukov, to put the top of his knee in it. V'toychad. V'ein oysa zeh lahalach boy. He doesn't walk on these false feet. Shal ko ponim tzorach ulam akoli. He needs his stick to walk with. Ela kavanosei, what does he wear the false foot for? He shouldn't look like he's missing a regal. Elonicha regal, he just has a wounded regal. Still, he can't walk out with this on Shabbos. Kivon deina tzorach hiluch osir. Since it's not a derech hiluch, he doesn't need it to walk with. We're afraid of fall often, and he'll come to carry it on Shabbos. So therefore, it's osir for a person to walk out with false feet on Shabbos if he doesn't use the feet to walk with. Tezayin. Kita she'eino yochol leila klal. A person doesn't have legs, Rachman Slan, and can't walk. Al shukav, he can't walk on his thighs. Ella, how does he move? Yoshev al kisa, he has to sit on a chair like. When Mishinekim currently, he picks himself up with his hands. Nismach ayodav with his hands. The al shukav on his thighs, the nitchaf lefonav, and he pushes himself along. The yoshev smicha shalor. Now they make some type of a skin, oy ace, l'rosh shukav. On the top, on the end of his thighs that are hanging, they put a piece of cloth, a piece of wood. Or raglav hatluyim. It's only hanging. And when he moves with his hands, he's nishan a little bit, but the ikir, his legs are like hanging. He's not allowed to walk out on Shabbos with this or this skin or wood on top of the legs. The idea, the toli, since the legs are only hanging, it's not resting on the ground, zimden dem shtalfi. Since the legs are only hanging, we're afraid the cloth you have at the end of the leg will fall off and it'll come to carry it on Shabbos. Therefore, it's also. Avo v'kisei v'safsolim, but this chair that it needs to sit on to move with, or else v'safsolim aktanim, the small stools, shebiyodai, that's mutulotze. That is allowed to walk out with. Because that's called like his shoe. The only way he could walk is by dragging along this chair he has, or dragging along the stools. So that's cool, like his shoe, he's allowed to go out with it in Shabbos. Like we'll soon see the next if. A chigur, a person that's lame, that can't walk only with a stain, with a stick, he's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. We'll soon see. See here also, this is the only way he could walk, is with this stool, he's allowed to carry it out on Shabbos. Kita b'shtei raglis. Somebody has, Rachman Islam, both feet off. Or mahala chashukav, and he walks with his thighs. V'yala kavaisav on his arms. V'yaisa smicha shalor l'shukav, yaitzim b'em Shabbos. As if he could walk on his thigh. So even though the bottom of his thigh, he makes a piece of skin to protect it, that's mutter. Because here the case, the thighs are not hanging, so the thighs are on the ground. As if it's moving along the ground, this is also like it's manol, like it's shoe, and it's helping him move, he can wear it. Hagor, v'chein mutter lotzeis b'manol shaleitz. You're allowed to walk out with the wooden shoe on Shabbos. Sharegel nichnas boy. V'lekel l'meches d'yipo. You don't have to be afraid to fall off. But there are some shittas lanel at that. The Gemara says, mashma, that only a shoe, a manu made out of ore, made out of skin, is called a manu. And there are some shittas that learn that any type of shoe that's not made out of skin, it's not allowed to wear on Shabbos. So that's through Moshe saying, no, you should know, a manu, even though it's only made out of wood, when I get it to a sneaker, even though it's not made out of skin, still will be mutter, providing that it fits in nicely, you're not afraid of fall off. V'chein v'tanidish, this type of slippers. It's also the mishtalfi v'meherim amela, even though it falls off very fast and very easy, still the first sheet that says you're allowed to wear it. Why? Because it's made out of skin, and it fits your foot well, even though it's easy to come off slippers, still you're allowed to walk out with it. That's the first sheet in the mor. V'yesh machmirim v'yosim. But there's a sheet that I learned, you're not allowed to walk out with slippers for shus haravim on Shabbos. Why? Because since it could fall off very easily, we're afraid it'll fall off with shus haravim, and you come to carry it. So even though it's a yesh machmirim, still the velt is semech on the taz, that the taz says it's mutter. But the taz says a svara, since lemaisa nobody walks out barefoot on Shabbos, so if you're going to walk out with your slippers, even if your slippers fall off with shus harabim, you're not going to come to pick up the slippers and walk with it, because it's not nice, nobody walks out with barefoot on Shabbos. So you zicha put them on right away. That's the meaning to be make them, at least in Nostrim, they walk out with these shoes that only have the front, they have no laces in the back. That come out, it's very easy to fall off. Still, about it's a busha to walk out barefoot, so we're not afraid of fall off for shus rabim and should walk with it. Because the meaning is not to walk barefoot. If the meaning is that everybody walks barefoot, then there should be also to walk out with slippers that fall off easy, because we're afraid of fall off and she'll carry it and not wear it. But about the posh of the meaning is to be makel, because the maisa, you don't go around barefoot in the street. A person should not walk barefoot in the streets on Shabbos. If it's a derek that nobody goes barefoot, you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. It's not covered on Shabbos. You shouldn't walk out with the same clothing you wear b'chol on Shabbos. For another reason. Not before we had a locha, you're supposed to dress it.